Now listen, you better savour this one, because, listen, we're looking after ourselves. We're doing a bit of self-care. We're having a mid-season break after this. Yeah. Only for a month. Only for a Look, month.
4 weeks without us, you can do it. Go back to the old episodes.
Mm.
Dive into the archive.
I was going to say, okay. Start listening to another pod, but then I thought,
don't
get into another pod.
No. Camille.
Yeah, I just want to take this opportunity at the top of our podcast to direct listeners away from our podcast towards another podcast, if possible. No, listen to...
Reconnect with nature. Read a book.
Listen to the back episodes.
Listen to old episodes. Yes.
Listen to old episodes.
I think dive into the archive didn't get enough then.
No. Yes. Nice, wasn't it?
Very nice.
Really nice. Dive into the archive.
If you were going to dive into the archive, what would you want to swim into?
I would love to swim into the Alison Spittle episode. Mm. I would love to swim into the Dan Cook episode. Mm-hmm. I would love to maybe dive back into one of the ones we've just recently done, the WI party. Quite like that
one.
Yeah,
why not?
Yes.
Give it a second
listen.
Okay, great. Yeah, so basically, yeah, this is your last one for a month. We're just having a little break to rejuve, you know, do our admin, whatever. And then we'll be back for another probably like 3 month stint.
Basically, I'm moving house and it's really stressful.
Petey's moving house and she can't. She's got wallpaper coming out of her absolute ears.
So to be fair to Petey, we're going on some holidays as well.
Yes.
That's true. Me and Camilla are going on our holidays.
That could have been very easy for us just to let Petey take the blame there, grey man. Mm-hmm.
And she was she was absolutely up for taking the blame.
Yeah, really ready to. Yeah.
That's the good thing about grey man.
Yeah, I will absolutely take all the blame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You will disagree to anything, even if you're not sure if it's you.
Yes, it's me.
If you are a Patreon subscriber, your subscription will be paused for the month. Don't worry.
We must remember to do that.
Yes.
We will.
We will. Don't worry, we will remember to do it.
Me and Rose will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because last time Petey was in charge of doing it, she did it for the 2 months and then the final month she forgot, so we had to start the podcast a month earlier than we planned because Peter Hagel got charged.
Whoops.
Anyway.
So yeah, that's the big news.
Enjoy the 80s.
Yeah. Step back in time.
Dive into the archive of time.
Of time.
Why is Camille just looking up at the sky?
Very un-Camille energy being brought to the podcast today. Mm-hmm. Incredibly stressed. Yeah. Incredibly tetchy.
I've still got my PJs on. It's 11:30. Peek behind the curtain.
Yeah.
It's 11:30 on a Saturday. That's not too bad.
AM. Just to clarify.
Oh, yeah, AM.
Camille, tell us.
Just very stressful morning. I mean, where do I start?
At the beginning.
Beginning of it.
Right. My mum stayed over last night so that me and James could go out for our anniversary dinner because we were meant to go out 2 weeks ago, but we all got a virus.
He was ill.
Mm. Yeah. I'll tell you about the anniversary dinner later. That's the important thing for why I'm stressed out this morning. But it probably adds to it because I had a few cocktails last night.
I was going to say, yeah, sure. There's... mini hangover in the mix.
Rocky's teething up a lot in the night.
Yeah.
Up a lot in the night. And bless him, biting down on my chin, clawing out my hair so he can get an even stronger purchase on my chin.
Yeah.
Have you not got him a teething ring?
He's got them all, Rose, but nothing compares to my chin.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's going on through the night. Get up this morning about... my mum left very early. I'm up about 7. I put him down for some tummy time. Oh, no, even before that. Change his nappy, huge poo, I think. Let him air out. Give him some free willy time. Take him to the bathroom with me so I can have a wee. Put him down. What does he do? Pisses all over my legs and my PJs. Take him into the living room, give him some more free willy time on a little play mat / towel. I think, okay, he's happy, he's fine. Put out his sensory cards for him to have a little look at. I'll go and put a wash on while I've got a moment. Go and collect the washing. Go and put it in the washing machine. I hear him doing a weird little cough. So I go into the living room and I could bring it in to show you. The whole corner of one of his sensory cards, gone, chewed, like a dog's chewed it. And he's doing this weird coughing and I'm like, oh God, he's never eaten food before and he's like making a weird like face, like, yeah, yeah. Like, and then I see on his tongue just this bit of like,
yeah,
some remnants of this card on his tongue. So I like slap him on the back, clawing it out of his mouth, thinking there's got to be more that he's eaten because that's only a bit that I've gotten out. Thinking, shall I go and wake James? He's going to be all panicked. Calm down. Just let's deal with it myself. Let's decide myself whether I need to call 999 or not.
Oh, Camille.
Anyway, he's fine. I get that bit of card out. He appears to have swallowed the rest. My friend said it happened to her, and the doctor said if they're not visibly spluttering, it should be fine. It will just come
visibly
out in his
spluttering.
Poo. It should just come out in his poo. But I felt terrible that I'd left him in there on his own. I just thought, it didn't even occur to me that he would eat the fucking cards. Like, he ain't got no teeth. I know he's teething, but he's got no teeth yet. But yeah.
He has gummed down that card.
He gummed it down quick. I was not out of there long. Like, it was quick. So that was stressful.
Oh, Camille, don't worry. I feel like wasn't there a few years at secondary school where everyone just ate paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's fine, but still.
I think it's
he's
fine.
Never eaten anything. The first thing he's ever eaten in his life. God.
That's really funny, though, that you can tell, you can like make a note of that and say the first thing you ever ate was a baby sensory card. Yeah. And then Camille,
on top of that, my dad's meant to be visiting tomorrow. He rings me this morning and says that his girlfriend's not feeling well, some kind of virus, so she's not coming. Beattie's frowning. My biological dad, Beattie. Yeah. My other...
Just got that.
She's suddenly like, your dad's like, girlfriend?
Size?
Something's happened quick. No, other dad.
Yeah.
Girlfriend's got a virus. She's not coming. He feels fine. He's coming. Don't worry. But in my head,
he's carrying.
She was the buffer.
We're going on holiday next week. I don't want to get another bloody virus just before.
Camille, I think it is absolutely fine to say, is it okay if we postpone because we've got, like, we're going on holiday and we just don't want to risk.
She's got over a virus. Yeah.
Especially if you've got a baby, you can just blame it on Rocky and be like, we just don't want to risk it. We've been told not to, like, mix with people who've got viruses.
I don't
want to
risk it. He's recently got over a cough. He's been eating card.
Yeah. you can't have a virus on top of a baby sensory card. That's too much. And then
anyway,
Camille,
and
you
this
came
all
on
happened
the pod.
Before 11:30. Oh, came on the pod. And there's another thing with technology. Came on the pod, couldn't quit my Audacity. Peep behind the curtain. We record on Audacity as well as Zoom. It would not quit. You asked me if I was force quitting. I thought what I was doing was force quitting, but it turns out
it was pressing really hard. That's force quitting. If I click it really hard.
Well, we've had another episode of Sharon's Beats Solo, headphones not connecting.
Oh, yeah.
Camille's headphones just peep behind the curtain, third peep behind the curtain today. Camille's headphones, for some reason, are just named Sharon's Beats Solo. Sharon's her mum's name. We don't know. We don't know how or why. Can't change it.
Yeah. My phone's also called Sharon. I don't understand.
What is she doing?
Yeah, they weren't connected. Audacity, you've told me how to do it, Rose.
So
brilliant.
I've talked you through how to force quit. Can I just say, this is the second time this week that I have provided the technological solution to somebody's computer issues. And that is wild for me. Wild.
Yeah. I bet you feel good about that.
Earlier this week, I did it for Dan. And that for me was huge because normally it's me tearing my hair out, being like, I just don't fucking know. It's just shit. It just doesn't fucking work. And then he comes and presses three buttons and it's like, there you go.
Fix it.
But he couldn't make, he was wanting to watch the England-Scotland match on his laptop. And he was on the like All Four website or the Watch Channel 4 live website. And it said it was playing, but the video wasn't there. Do you know when it just says playing, but you're like, but where is it?
Yeah, but it's not.
And I said, what browser are you on? He was like, Safari. I was like, try it on Chrome. He was like, what, really? And I was like, yeah, just download Chrome, try it on Chrome. Worked.
Well done, Rose.
I was so happy.
No, see, I just, yeah, if it's the other way around, I'd get into a frenzy. When James sorted out the pod the other day, I've worked myself up and I'm so annoyed that once he sorted it, I don't even sort of say thank you nicely.
No,
because you're
just annoyed
like, right,
that they've
right,
done it.
Brilliant, it's sorted, great.
But also because you're still processing a bit of embarrassment at getting stressed, so you can't climb down and be like, look, I know
and
that was
done
incredibly
it so
unreasonable.
And yeah. And it's like, just by doing it, they're insinuating that you've made a big deal about nothing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, yes. And
it
James
feels like
always
an insult.
Goes, yeah. And James always goes, do you know what I did? I just put the cable into a different port. And I go, I tried that. And we were talking about paper diary the other day.
Mm.
About how
Dway.
I used to have a paper diary. I've had a bad morning.
Can't.
Paper diary the other day. And you were like, I don't have a paper diary anymore. Put it on my phone. Guess what happened this morning? Every single event went out of my calendar on my phone. James
no.
saw it.
You
how.
Just unticked.
It came
just
back.
Unticked. You just, back. Camille, you just unticked a calendar.
But how? I don't remember doing that. It's all...
how did it feel, though, to have
much.
A completely clear diary, Camille, for that
lovely.
Few, for that half hour?
Oh, not lovely. It made me think I need to buy a paper diary immediately.
Back on the Philo facts.
Back on the Philo. Oh, I miss the Philo days.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was saucing with the Philo facts in the day and I was like, wow, that was the most thrilling thing. Did you ever have one of the kids' ones?
Yes.
You know, when the book club came to school,
and
book
it had
fair
the,
came.
The stickers at the back that you could use to stick through it. Oh,
incredible.
So nice.
Loved it.
Very, very 80s in a way.
Fun facts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very 80s. I'll put you in my file
of
facts.
The old links at the minute.
You are good, Camille, so don't beat yourself
up. Because, ladies and gentlemen, oh, hang on, how am I going to do this intro? Don't have a cow, man.
Hey?
It's gag me out with a spoon. It's a 1980s party.
Yeah. Sorry. You put
like
that in there. Gag me out with a spoon.
Yeah, it's very
what
American.
What on earth
slang.
Are you talking about? I've never
it's
heard
American
that, and I hated
1980s
it.
Slang. Gag me out with a spoon.
I don't
is
think
that
it
universally
is what does it mean?
Known.
I don't know what it means. I think does it mean like. Let me Google.
Gag me out with a spoon.
Gag me out with a spoon. Do you remember that song? Where it was like, oh my God, I'll like Valley Girl. That one. Gag me out with a spoon. Valley Girl.
How are your mornings?
Yeah, go on, BT.
Yeah, I met Taffy Carpets, man.
Oh, how was that?
Carpets are very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will be.
Really expensive.
Have you rang Carpet Corner, like I told you?
I haven't rang Carpet Corner, but now I'm freaked out because they need 4 to 5 weeks. And I'm like,
who?
And he's like, Tappy Carpets. And he's like, he's ringing me back today. He's like, if you get it today, I'll give you another £250 discount.
No. That is a lie. They're trying to press you into committing. That is not true.
Okay.
Get the quote from Carpet Corner. If it's lower, just say to Tappy Carpets, this is the quote from there. What are you going to do about that? And they'll match it. I'm telling you now.
Okay. All right. Okay.
She means business.
I'll chill my beans a bit on it then.
Yeah.
BT, I'm saying chill on the carpets. He's trying to... That is a classic sales tactic.
Yeah.
You won't get this offer unless you commit now.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you going around getting quotes from other places.
Yeah.
But you can. And he wants your business. You are the one in power.
I'm the one in power.
Remember
Thank
that.
You
are the one in
Rose.
Power. Also,
oh my God. I was panicking.
Saying,
I was just going to say yes.
No.
BT, you need to remember to say... It's like, do you want my business or not? Okay. I will take it elsewhere. There are plenty of other carpet shops.
You can get a carpet from anywhere.
Yeah,
okay. I'll make you a bloody carpet.
I'll get Camille to make me a carpet.
And if you commit now, I'll give you £250.
It means gag me out with a spoon is an expression of disgust. It's like, oh, that's disgusting. Gag me out with a spoon.
Oh, gag me out with a spoon. It's a bit too long, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could just be like, oh.
Yeah, gag me out with a spoon.
Gag me out with a spoon. It's so gross as well. It's horrible, a visual image.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Grim.
So BTC the Carpet Man, I've not really done anything, Camille, this morning. Had a bit of a lie in. Dan said he wanted to lie in, but he said that the smell of farts was overwhelming, so he had to wake up.
No, that's me. In the water, Rose. James was also like this morning, said, "Well, lucky I didn't get gassed to death in the night."
Listen, I can remember, like, the other morning I woke myself up doing just the loudest fart, you know, one of those ones where it's like it literally cannot get out fast enough and it sounds like an angry elephant. But this morning I don't even remember doing them.
Well, that's a good sign. You must be sleeping much deeper than you have been recently.
Mm. I've been using that nice pillow spray you gave me.
Yeah, I love that.
Really nice.
It's lovely. And that will help with the smell of farts.
I'll
spritz a bit more on his pillow.
I often keep a can of Febreze nearby in the bedroom just in case someone does a horrible fart.
Yeah, sometimes Dan does come and oust me and I hate it. I go really mad and I get violent. I don't like it.
I'm not sure about all that, though. If I go into a bathroom and someone's just done a poo and they've sprayed, the mixture of the two smells together, I find that a bit
gets
much.
Rid of the poo smell.
It still goes into the back of your throat, though.
It's
and there
like
is,
a
I
heady
don't,
mix of weird... Yeah.
I like an oust.
I think that poo-pourri stuff that one of our listeners recommended that you bought us, Camille, that's the best stuff.
That is.
Yes, where did I buy that?
You bought it online, I believe.
We've got to get some more of that. Yeah.
You pop it in the oil barrier, doesn't it? The smell.
Mm. Before you poo, that's the revelation.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Slips really in. Lovely.
Anyway, I wonder if they had that in the 80s.
You were both born in the 80s, weren't you?
Yeah. Why are you saying that like you weren't?
Yeah. If you, do you remember that as an intro? If you were born in the 80s,
I got love for you. If you were born in the 80s.
Sorry, what was the question?
Do you remember anything about the 80s? Any good 80s memories?
Yeah, BT, one of your chat starters was... can you imagine what life was like in the 80s? I was like, you're talking about it like it's ancient Greece. Can you imagine what life was like?
No, I think what I meant by that was, what would your life now be like if now was the 80s?
I think about my mum and like pictures I've seen. I think I would have a perm. Mm-hmm. My mum got a perm. Mm-hmm. I'd be wearing boiler suits.
Yeah.
Going out clubbing from Thursday to Sunday.
Is that what she did?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night.
Did she?
Apparently so. Wearing a boiler suit and a perm.
Nice.
Before
a boiler suit in a club, that's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she was well into like onesies, basically.
And it was all synthetic materials back then. It was polyester and... really things that don't breathe.
Mm. And she is prone to thrush. Maybe that's where it began.
Maybe. Maybe.
Definitely have a perm.
Yeah, I think I would have a perm. Or I'd at least have like a lot of back combing going on.
Because
my hair is flat.
I think I would be a high-powered business lady.
Yeah,
I think I'd be working in a skyscraper.
Yes.
And
with
I would
huge shoulder pads.
Be doing a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
And driving a Ferrari.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I can see that, Rose.
I can see that.
You know, like in Working Girl.
Yeah. But so you're thinking we would basically be... you would have a different personality if you were in the 80s.
No. What do you mean I'd have a different personality?
She could be a high-powered business lady.
Yeah, no. What I meant was, I can't imagine you wanting to be a high-powered business lady in a skyscraper. You wouldn't want that.
Hmm.
If someone was like, I can give you that life now, I don't think you'd want that.
No.
It depends what the bunce was.
Yeah, it depends what the bunce was. And also, the thing is, I feel like comedy was not a particularly welcoming place for women in the 80s. So no. I'm thinking, where would I channel my...
My mum was one of three women on the comedy
scene.
I thought you were saying that as if to be like, famously no women made it through.
No, I think it was her, Dawn, Victoria Wood and Joe Brand. And that was it.
Yeah. And I think, So I think... That's what I was kind of getting at more. I'd be like, well, I don't think I'd have... I think I just wouldn't have thought of going into comedy. I would have just thought, how can I channel my sort of controlling... I don't really know how to describe it, just that the energy that I bring to...
You could... Yeah, you would... Tenacity. Your energy, yes, you would be good. You would be good in that job.
Yeah, I'd be skateboarding around with a Walkman in...
holding a boombox on your shoulder.
Yeah,
yeah. You would.
Yeah.
I also think I was thinking about this. I think it would have been like, I feel like in the 80s it was like boom time, and I feel like it was a time when it was like everyone was really like excited about the future and optimistic. Yeah. Imagine what that must have felt like.
Well, yeah, we would all have bought very affordable housing.
And I think you can tell by the sort of the genre of futuristic films from that era. The future is all kind of snazzy and very clean and bright and fun. Whereas like now all our futuristic films are like, everyone's dead. You're the only one left alive because everyone's been killed by a disease.
Yeah, purer times as well. Obviously, no social media.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
No internet, really.
It's just not really.
It's kind of mad thinking that we are the generation that know both. We know the before times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, Camille. We have had it the hardest out of everyone. But it's mad, isn't it? Yeah, because you can, and there is a real risk of us being like, well, in the good old days, obviously we just talked to each other.
We had instant messenger, but.
Well, yeah, but like we literally saw mobile phones come into.
Yeah, we did.
Come into existence. I remember the days of the landline.
Isn't that crazy?
I know, same. Yeah, it is. Mm. We know a time before Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook came in when we started uni.
Mm-hmm. I know. So we had quite a long, we had all of our teenage years without it. Like, I don't think we're very lucky.
And I really thought, I think it was good. I think it was like, it felt like high jeopardy. It felt like, I felt like my teen years, maybe teenagers nowadays still feel like this. I felt like I was in a teen drama. I felt, do you know what I mean? I felt like everything was, because it was suspenseful. It was like, you don't know if someone's going to be somewhere and you don't know if they're going to, like, you can call them on the phone or, like, everything's just sort of very dramatic, more dramatic. Whereas I feel like with social media, you sort of can connect with people really easily. So there's not as much jeopardy.
Yeah.
It's kind of mad that all we had was texting. To think that was just, we could just text each other.
Yeah.
And that was basically it.
But to be honest, that's all I really do now. Oh, except for obviously social media.
I used to sit on the phone, on the landline, to my friends for hours.
Ages.
I know. Yeah. And your parents would be like, you've just been at school all day with them.
I know.
What are you talking about?
And I know, when my parents got the cordless phones, remember when they came in, the cordless house phone?
Oh, yeah.
And they used to find them in our rooms all the time, run out of battery. It's like, no, you are banned from taking phones into your room.
Oh, God.
A cordless phone. I don't think we ever had a cordless phone, did we? Our phone was often, my mum would often forget to pay the bill and for like a couple of weeks just be disconnected.
Sharon.
Sharon's beat solo. I don't really remember the 80s though, because it was only at most
88.
I was 89. Born in 87. Yeah,
yeah,
we both born the same year. Yeah,
I turned 3 in 1990.
I'm 85.
So. Yeah, don't remember loads, but great times. Good
were
times.
You were born in London, weren't you, B? You weren't born in Devon.
Yeah. I was born in my parents' flat above Delhi.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had they done a home birth with your older sister as well?
No, she was born in the hospital. I was a home birth. Freya was an attempted home birth that had to go to the hospital because she wouldn't come out.
Of course. I said, why did I say of course?
Of course.
But do you know what I mean?
She listens to this. She's going to be fuming. Yeah.
She listens. Freya, I apologise, but you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean? Of course, rushed to the hospital.
Absolutely would not be rushed.
Yeah, no. Yeah. On her terms.
Yes,
it happened on her terms. Rose, born in Devon.
Do you know what?
No.
This is going to shock you to your very core.
Born in Somerset.
Oh my God, hang on.
Born in Somerset.
Mm-hmm. Born in Taunton.
Born in Somerset. Thank you, BT.
Yeah.
Yes. Closest hospital is, in fact, Taunton in Somerset, close than Exeter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, to my eternal shame, not born in Devon.
Wow.
Gutted.
Yeah, absolutely gutted, actually.
Born in Reading, obs.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the hospital?
Royal Berkshire Hospital.
Of course, because you were very small, weren't you?
Isn't that where the first person who got COVID went to hospital? Or the first person who died from COVID?
Oh.
Was in the Royal Box.
Claims to fame.
Recently.
That's nice.
Camille. You were very small, weren't you?
Born a week early, premature, weighed a bag of sugar.
Oh, I've been telling everyone you were born 6 weeks early.
No, 1 week early? That's not even early.
Sorry. Did I just say 1 week?
Yeah.
You said 1 week early.
4 weeks.
1 month. 1 month.
1 month. Okay.
Right.
That's
okay, yes. Because I was going to say 1 week early, that's class technically to term.
Yeah.
No. One month early. My mum finished work on like the Friday, a month early, thinking I'll get everything ready. Boom.
Went clubbing.
How I come.
And out you came.
How I come on the Monday.
She was down Yates's.
Yeah.
She was like, get me out of this boiler suit. Baby's coming.
She apparently did say to the midwife, when she got to hospital, shall I take my knickers off? And the midwife was like, baby ain't coming out with them on.
Shall I take my knickers off? Oh, she's so cute.
Oh,
that is cute.
So cute.
How old was your mum when she had you?
25.
Incredible.
Yeah. I know. Seems so young.
My older sister was 26 when she had her first kid. And it just seems insane.
Can you imagine us having kids when we were 25? I can't even.
Camille, you were pole dancing and headbutting people.
Yeah. Not professionally, I'd like to point out.
Professionally headbutting people. Yeah.
Camille, you in your 20s, you were living in property guardianships where one of them was so cold you got pneumonia.
Yeah.
You can't bring a baby into that.
Bronchitis.
You had to leave all your stuff in the other one because of the bed bugs.
Bed bugs?
Yes. Oh, I could have brought a baby into one of those properties.
Mm.
No, I wouldn't have.
No.
But that's the thing. You know when everyone's like, oh, people aren't having children, the birth rate's falling and like, oh, people are having babies too late. It's like, well, why do you fucking think? We're not financially stable and our housing situation's all over the place in our 20s. How are we supposed to have a kid?
Yeah, piece of shit.
Whereas in the 80s, hang on a minute, when was Thatcher?
80s. Yeah, 80s.
Yeah. I don't think 80s.
We're talking about like it's a golden time, but didn't she basically...
No, 70s was shit, wasn't it? In the early 80s was quite shit. And then it was boom time in the late 80s. Let me just...
No, late 80s and 90s boom time. Although we're saying this with confidence, we've got no idea.
Doesn't the housing crisis now all lead back to her, though? Have I made that up?
I mean, it does because she sold off loads of council housing.
Right to
buy.
That's
it.
The economic boom saw strong economic growth during the second half of the 1980s. Thank you. Sharp fall in unemployment. But I don't know why. Oh, it was short-lived because there was a recession in 1991.
Yeah. That's when all the interest rates went even worse than they are now. Even though by comparison, you know, when people are like, it's nothing now. In the 90s, it was 15%. It's like, yeah, but by comparison, that's the same as like 4% now.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't get into interest rates on this podcast.
I've just seen, though, that, hang on, this sounds, I forgot, this was good, though, wasn't it? Thatcher brought in the thing where if you owned a, if you lived in a council house, you could buy it for a discounted rate for cheaper. It helped get loads of people on the property ladder who were in council houses.
But now all those council houses are like massively overpriced. People then sell them off.
I see.
And it's like people who are living them who don't actually need them. But as in, like, do you know what I mean? There's not enough housing for people on low incomes because they're all just been sold off. Capitalism. Anyway, birthday girls take on the housing crisis this week. Incredible.
Yeah, she was Prime Minister from 1979 to 1990.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that it was that long. To 1990?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So hang on.
We were born.
We were four when she three. Stopped being Prime Minister. Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was John Major.
Yeah. Then Lips. Yeah.
And then
Lips.
And then Blair?
And Blair.
I think so.
Wow,
I remember
so good
my parents jumping. I know, can
we're
you believe
so good.
Get us on University Challenge. I remember my parents jumping for joy when they were watching the election results.
I remember
when Blair
watching
got in.
The results come in my parents' bedroom in the middle of the night.
Yeah. 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 But I kind of can understand, I mean, I sort of can understand it because I feel like now I can't ever imagine a time when there's not Tories in charge. I just can't. It doesn't. But then also, I can't imagine it because there's no, what's the viable alternative?
Mm.
Starmer's not bloody capturing the mood of a nation, is he?
He's such a wet sock.
He's a grey man.
Yeah, he is grey man.
But I'd rather vote for him. That's not a reason to not vote for them.
Oh, no. I'm not saying don't vote for him. I'm saying I don't believe that he's going to be the one to swing the nation away from the Tories.
Exactly.
Is what I'm saying.
He's not a strong enough opponent. He's too he's too centrist. He's too middle groundy.
Do you know who I always think would make a good Prime Minister?
Who?
Sarah Pascoe.
Yeah.
Crikey.
She's just got that vibe of like she can talk about things and make people listen, I think.
Yeah, you know, when you look at, like, New Zealand when they had Jacinda Ardern and you just think, come on, get a young woman
nice.
In.
Yeah. A nice woman.
Imagine if one of us decided we were just going to run as an MP, like, to be an MP.
Can you imagine Camille as an MP? Being questioned.
PMQs.
PMQs, no thank you.
I find that so cringy, PMQs, you know, when they're like trying to like roast each other.
Rah,
like,
rah, so rah, rah, rah.
Well, I would ask the honourable gentleman.
Yeah.
That's what makes
so
it funny.
Cringe. Yeah. So cringe.
It's like they're play acting back at school when you have to do like debating.
Mm. The worst is people going like, wah, 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 wah. You're like making such like animalistic noises. You go, calm down.
Yeah, well, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Men are too emotional to be politicians.
Exactly. And so. With that, let's kick off.
Cocking off.
I wouldn't make a good politician because I can't speak.
Alert! Alert! Remember the 5th of November.
Gunpowder, treason and podcast.
Birthday girls house party. You tell them, BT, what are the deets?
We're doing a live podcast on the 5th of November in Balham for the Cheerful Earful Pods Festival.
Podcast festival. Yeah, if you got there.
We'd love to see you there. Bums on seats. so book your tickets at, I think it's cheerfulearful.com, is it?
Probably.
I'm just looking
Google
it up
it.
Now.
Just Google
cheerfulearful.co.uk.
Okay. Head there, get your tickets.
Please come along. We would love to see you.
Yeah. Come pre-fireworks. Yeah. Right?
Oh, the picture on their homepage is us and Pappies.
There we go.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's on rotation. It's not just us. Yeah, it's other people as well.
But do please book your tickets. We'd love to see you there. Because it was really fun last time.
So fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'd sort of miss doing them live a bit.
Yeah.
This is easier, but it's nice doing them live sometimes. Nice to see you guys in the flesh.
Yes. So we'll see you there. All right.
Thank you.
Let's kick off our first game, shall we? This game is imaginatively called Aerobics Class.
Yeah, BT, I thought, come on.
You've got to give it
a bit of flavour.
I tried. My brain wouldn't do it. Can you think of one off the top of your head? Anything that could... Move it or lose it.
Step it up.
What are we trying to do? Just think of an aerobics class name.
Yeah, think of the name of the game.
A name for the game. Because it's not just aerobics class. Who, what, wear aerobics?
Who, what, wear aerobics? Anyway, aerobics class it is. Aerobics took over the world in the 1980s, as we all know, with classes and videos being watched and attended by millions across the globe. Now,
did
the craze.
Did you get that sentence from Wikipedia, BT?
No, I wrote that. Can you imagine? I should be a copywriter.
This is like in the WA party.
Yeah, I am AI. That's
Society
I'm ChatGPT.
Bravery.
Now the craze is back and you have to take advantage of it. Set up your own aerobics class. Like no other, and we'll decide who's his best.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go first? Any takers?
Mine's quite undercooked this time. To be honest,
same for me, BT.
Starting at the very beginning with the name, this game didn't set me on fire.
Didn't set you on fire, really?
No.
Okay.
I would go to the one I'll go first.
All right.
It is undercooked, but I'm going to give it a go. Okay, so my aerobics class, it's all about feel good. It's not like you're going to turn up and be made to like, it's not like you got to burn. You're no pain, no gain. That's not the vibe. It's turn up, get a sweat on, but be distracted from the fact that you're working out. Like how, you know, it's not Zumba, by the way. I was thinking of going down the Zumba route.
Zumba fitness.
But it's all about being happy. It's all bright colours and feel good vibes. Prue Leaf says you got to wear bright colours. They cheer your day up. Mm. So
son voted against marriage equality, I think.
What?
You're joking. Yeah. Are you joking? Not
yeah,
Prue's
her son's
son.
An MP and he's like mega right wing.
Is Prue Leaf?
I mean, that's not her fault.
Don't know. It's not her fault.
Sins of the mother.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can't.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway,
hang on about that. I'm Googling Prue Leaf politics.
She was pro-Brexit as well. And then since Brexit happened, she's like, but now everything's bad. Why is everything bad?
I don't think she was very sensitive about the backlash about the Mexican week on Bake Off. Prue Leaf has reportedly cancelled her Conservative Party membership over post-Brexit food standards.
Wow. Well, she still says wear bright colours, it cheers you up.
Great.
So now think about working out. What's the most annoying thing? For me, it's not having the comfiest outfit that like you feel good in it and you know it's going to be super comfy. When you come to my class, I've got a personal stylist there. She's measuring you. Or he. They're measuring you. They're fitting
She's
you.
She's measuring you. Or he.
Oh, yeah. They're fitting you. Petey's gone. Petey's fallen over. They are fitting you with a perfect sports bra. Okay.
Why?
She's still laughing.
I don't know why it got me so bad.
Right, I'm carrying on. They're measuring you and fitting you with the most perfectly fitting sports bra that you've ever worn. No boobs popping out, no bit digging in. It's like it just feels perfect, very supported, very comfy. They're also fitting you with some leggings. They're not rolling down. They're not riding up, giving you a wedgie.
Okay.
So you've got the most perfect outfit for what you're going to be doing.
They're going to have a big stock of bras and leggings in the back, aren't they?
Maybe maybe you sign up a month in advance and then you get it made and then you join the class.
Is it Fabletics?
Explain, BT.
Explain.
I signed up for Fabletics back ages ago now. And I, what they don't tell you, when you go to check out, when you buy something, they're like, oh, you know, become a member and you can get it for like half the price. I was like, okay. And then they just start taking money out of your account. And it said, it might have said it in a very small print, but it just took money, money, money. And I was like, fuck. And I didn't realize for ages because I don't check my bank account. And then, yeah, I had to like call them up and say, I want my money back. And they're like, no, you do have to spend that on fitness
leggings,
but I will cancel your membership. I was like, okay, bought all the leggings, spent 80 quid on fucking workout gear. And then it fucking started up again.
No, BT, you said that you called up and trying every time you called up to try and cancel, they would just sell you more leggings. You would get a call and they would be like, but if you don't cancel, you can have even more leggings. And then you'd be like, okay then, okay, I'll stay.
Isn't it Goldie Hawn's company?
No, it's her.
Is it?
Kate Hudson's.
Oh, Kate Hudson.
It is, yeah. I don't blame her for my £80 that I had to spend on leggings. By the way, I think she's cool.
She did set up the company though.
Yeah.
Okay. And the leggings and sports bra, they're all like bright, tie-dye, feel good colours. Okay. We're not wearing black at the class. We're all like, woo, we're here. We're ready to go. What else do I want to say? Oh, yeah. Okay. So the playlist. Everyone that comes to class gets to send in their favourite song to dance / workout to. Like when you go to a wedding and people are like, what song will get you on the dance floor? Everyone gets to send a selection of songs. So the playlist is made up of everyone in the class's different choices. So you know there's going to be something that you like, but it's very eclectic. We might have a bit of Motown, a bit of reggae, but then an 80s classic, then a, you know, power ballad, a little bit of something for everyone, but always good to do aerobics and dance to. What little moves are we having? It's gonna be a bit nostalgic. We're gonna have some classic 80s Grapevine. We're gonna have a few Zumba moves thrown into the mix. It's a mishmash. We're gonna have the weasel backbend. Remember Stevie Martin of Massive Dad used to say my move when I came on stage, I would always do like a back bend.
Yeah,
that's true, actually.
Hey.
You would, hands in the air, leaning back from the waist.
Leaning back. So we'd work on that, work on our back and our core strength, and then we'd end the class with a, what's one of those things where you're going under the pole?
Limbo.
Limbo, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing a massive limbo to finish the class. And then at the end of class, you've completely sweaty, completely had a massive, amazing workout. You're hungry, you're thirsty. What might you do? You might reach for a chocky bar. Well, I'm not saying chocky bars are bad, but at this class, we're sending you on your way with a rainbow lunch. You've got rainbow slaw. You've got, you know, when you can get like bagels that are like rainbow coloured or bright pink. You got one of those with your choice of filling. You've got a brightly coloured smoothie, a bright orange polenta cake. Just a little bit of something to take on your way. Yeah. Well, you've earned it. and who's in every class? What 80s legend is at every class? Tina Turner. And she is just spinning around in and out of the class, shouting at people, going, you simply the best, as you're doing it. Just giving you a real Real pep talk.
Isn't she dead?
Yeah.
Tina. She recently died, yeah, actually. But you didn't say that the person had to be...
Hmm. I mean, I think it is set now, isn't it?
She died in May.
You can have Tina Turner.
Yeah, or an impersonator.
Yeah.
Mm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. There we go.
Good.
Yeah, good. Good.
A classic Camille, it's everything.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's
It's lunch. It's a clothing store.
Yeah. It's all of the music. It's all of the dance moves.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I want to know more about the venue.
Mm. Oh, good question. It's a franchise. We've got them all over the shop. You've got, you know, school hall, mm-hmm. Local leisure centre in the park.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've done it again. Outdoors. Everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Everywhere. Okay, shall I do mine?
Please.
Mm.
Okay, my class is called Scarobics. And the tagline is, get fit or else.
Yeah. Good.
Oh, God, the opposite of mine.
Yeah, it's really the opposite of yours, Camille. So basically, you arrive... Everything looks normal, like a normal fitness. Camille, hello. What have you dropped?
I just dropped my coffee cup.
She dropped her coffee. Trying to undermine.
Scarobics. I'm fucking scared.
Yeah. So you arrive, right, and it looks like it's just a normal fitness studio. You're like, oh, what's going on here? This is fine. Like, this isn't scary at all. You know, You think, oh, is it going to be sort of like themed? Are there going to be decorations, fancy dress? No, I'm dressed normally. You're dressed normally. We start the class. It all seems normal doing the warm-up. But really what I've done is lull you into a false sense of security, because 10 minutes into the class, secret doors in the mirrors open and in come zombies, vampires, ghouls. Okay?
Ghouls.
Ghouls. And I'm not talking about, like, silly Halloween ones. These are realistic, really realistic, good makeup zombies.
Sure.
And basically, they start chasing you around the class if you're not exercising fast enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I'm shouting terrifying stats about blood pressure and visceral fat. Just to really get that motivation pumping.
No, this is hell.
Mm. In terms of snacks, bit of fun. They are Halloween themed. But also, I thought about what you need for a good workout, okay? So you've got witch's fingers, which are sort of sausages with mm-hmm. ketchup. That's good protein.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs protein mm-hmm. before a workout. Eyeballs, grapes. So you get that's a nice little natural sugar hit for the class if you need it, and vitamin C. And then you've got bat biscuits, just biscuits in the shape of bats, basically, full of nuts and seeds, good fats.
Mm-hmm.
To drink, blood.
Yeah.
AKA cranberry juice / red protein nice. Shake.
Yeah.
Music-wise, we are going classic Halloween bangers. So you've got Monster Mash, you've got Ghostbusters, you've got Psycho Killer by Talking Heads. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so yes, it's a terrifying ordeal, but the music does sort of lift you up a bit.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Special moves, they are also themed. So you've got like Stab the Vampire, Slash the Zombie, Scare the Ghoul. and the celeb attendee is the scariest 80s celeb of all, Michael Jackson. Impersonator, obviously, because he's dead.
Yeah, terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really that's Scarobics.
Yeah,
I love Scarobics.
Okay.
I would probably go.
I feel like, yeah, that's the thing. I feel like, Camille, it's your nightmare, but I feel like some people love being spooked
mm-hmm.
and some people also, I feel like it's going to appeal to people who like those like escape rooms as well, where it's like, you know what I mean?
Or haunted houses.
Oh, it's a sore. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because
it's there's an element of theatre to it as well. Yeah.
You're going to go with your mates maybe and there's shit yourself, like, so it's going to be funny.
I'd go with mates, but I wouldn't go on my own.
On my own, no. You, that also maybe there's like, maybe I've done like a bit of like gentle performance I've staged, so like perhaps there's a plant in
Rose
the class
is doing an immersive piece every time
it's an immersive
class.
it's an aerobics class / immersive theater piece,
one woman
yeah
show.
So maybe like one of the people doing the class is actually a plant and they get like killed, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh my god, it's real, look, they've just come to a class and they've been bitten by a vampire
floor, yeah.
And they're bleeding from the neck, yeah. So just there's stuff like it's like, oh yeah, yeah,
nice
stuff going on.
I can see that being a thing around Halloween, like
scare
doing that, yeah.
Mm. Nice.
The I'll be honest, the name came first,
sure.
Hey, not always a bad thing.
Shall I do mine?
Yeah.
Please.
Welcome to Space Aerobics. The final frontier is a healthy, stable core. Okay. Mm. Nothing for that. Right. It's held.
Oh, a healthy, stable core. The
Your
final
core muscles.
Is a healthy, stable core. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think I was expecting, I was looking for a pun in core.
Mm. Yeah.
The core of the Earth, space, is that where you're going?
Space, planet, right. I don't know.
I mean, the core of the Earth is sort of the opposite of space, isn't it?
Mm, yeah. Let's move on. So, this is obviously a space-themed aerobics class. It is held in planetariums up and down the country. And what it is everyone gets a bungee. It's like those, you know, those big bungee aerobics classes.
Yeah.
But it's space-themed. Yeah. And everyone has to come dressed as an alien of their choice. They can have... It's like a fancy dress party. It's an event. It's a party. Mm. It's held in the evenings. There's a DJ. There's, like, some snack tables where it's, like, energy balls that look like planets and, like, freeze-dried, you know, like, astronaut food and, like, weird alien snack-looking things. Yeah, everyone's dressed like aliens. They're all bouncing around. There's like black light sometimes in some bits. So it's like a little disco and people's costumes all light up. And the most impressive thing is the big show you get like on the ceiling, the like planetarium show. So at first you're just like drifting through, like looking at all these like nebulas and cool galaxies and shit. And then it like speeds up. You're like going through hyperspace, like looking at all these planets. Like maybe you land on a planet and you have to like hop over like volcanoes and boop, boop, boop. And then it's like, oh, I'm in a fight with an alien spaceship. And we're all like, fwah, 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 fwah. And we're all punching and moving and bouncing and flipping. And what else have I written? My celebrity guest will be Rick Moranis. Do you remember Rick Moranis?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Ghostbusters and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's
there
and everyone's like, wow, nice to see that guy.
What the hell? How?
Yeah. BT, there's one element that I think you can really ramp it up. What about a zero gravity section?
That's what I thought about zero gravity. And then I was like, is that a lawsuit waiting to happen? People just like floating off and crashing and bumping into each other and breaking limbs.
Did you say you've got a space hopper section where everyone's just bouncing around?
We're all on bungee ropes. So floating up, boing, boing, boinging the air.
I think you want a zero gravity section for like, even just for the warm down.
Sure.
Where you're just floating around. That's nice, isn't it?
That is nice, actually. Okay.
You know, like at the end of a yoga class when you get the sleep.
Uh-huh.
Like
you
those,
lie down, you get the sleep.
Yeah.
Or if you've got the budget, you could get one of those flotation tanks, you know?
Oh, yeah. Just the whole planetarium just fills up
with water.
And
it's all dark. And there's stars. It looks like you're in the galaxy.
Oh, that's good.
I said to Dan the other day that I wanted to be in a hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah. You can be.
I know. I just felt achy.
Mm.
I just felt grotty and I was like, I wish to be in a dark hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah.
Mm.
Don't celebs do that to stop aging and shit?
Do they? To stop aging?
Probably.
Well, they just sit in the chamber for ages.
Is it? I feel like that's a thing where it's like in people's daily routine, it's like I go in my hyperbaric chamber for an hour.
Hyperbaric chamber aging.
I know about ice baths. Are they anti-aging or is that just a thing? Health thing.
Healthy aging in hyperbaric. To unlock health benefits with oxygen therapy. It must be giving you loads of oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Repeated intermittent hyperbaric exposure had dramatic aging modulating effects on the skin.
Oh. Right.
Increased elastic fiber.
How much is a hyperbaric chamber?
Collagen density.
Sure.
Wow.
So I've not just plucked that out of thin air.
Kim Kardashian does.
Apparently been clinically proven.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Get one of them.
I'll get one of them, yeah.
I don't think I've ever been in one.
No, you would remember that, probably.
Yeah.
Don't think I've ever been in one.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, ready to vote?
3, 2, 1. Oh, it's a three-way tie.
Oh, it's a three-way tie.
It's a tie. This has never happened.
We'll have to go...
do a poll.
To the polls on Spotify.
We have to put it to the people.
If you feel strongly
Rose
about
has
this,
voted,
please
Rose
go.
Has voted for Camille.
Yes.
Camille has voted for Beatty. And Beatty has voted for Rose.
My reason being... everyone give a reason. My reason being, I really just want a... really perfectly fitting sports bra. That's why I voted for Camille. Camille, why did you vote for Beatty?
I voted for Beatty because I feel like it sounds like a fun kind of... I quite like exercise where it's like you're just having fun rather than like...
Yes, and I feel like...
think of it.
You are easily spooked as well. So mine, I think you could.
I might just be crying throughout.
Or have a heart attack. Like, we're having to shut down scare aerobics because Camille's had a heart attack on day one.
I voted for Rose because I love to be spooked.
Yeah, you love being spooked. Mm-hmm. Ironically,
okay,
I'd never
game.
Go to scare aerobics. Worst nightmare.
No, yeah.
Now it's just time for Legends and Dicks. Just a shout out to our Patreon, because we have just done a fucking excellent game, actually, for me. Real pat on the back for old Beats for that second game. Oof! Mm. But it is going on our BonCon, so you will have to become a patron to listen to it. Just go to www.patreon.com/birthdaygirlshouseparty and sign up to a tier that suits you. There's extra episodes, bonus content on all our episodes, plus tasty little tidbits. So,
tidbits.
Love a tasty little tidbit.
Just sign up. Enjoy. Have any of you got Legends and Dicks?
Yeah, I've got one. Legend of the Week. My new goggles. Got some great goggles.
Okay.
Bought them in Slovenia. Fit nice, don't leak, don't steam up.
Wow.
Incredible.
Really?
That's
really good.
A dream goggle. That doesn't exist, that goggle.
I need some new gogs that are like that. Where are they from?
They are a brand called Mad Wave. Not sure what the actual make of them is.
What, did you get them online?
No, bought them in Slovenia, like I said, when I was in Slovenia.
Oh, sorry, in Slovenia.
Forgot to take my goggles to Slovenia. Me and Jess was to queue. When we were in Slovenia to do some gigs, went to a pool. I bought myself these goggles as a, you know, I need some goggles.
Nice.
And they turned out to be a fantastic purchase. The brand is called Mad Wave. Couldn't tell you the exact model and can't tell you because Dick of the Week is me because I left them at the fucking Lido.
Oh.
No. Well, Rose, they're
online.
I am cursed.
You can buy
some.
I know, but I don't know the particular model. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that is annoying.
And I'm fuming. Why? I finally get these goggles and every time I wear them, I think, these are so good. And I just leave them on the fucking floor at the Lido.
Yeah.
Drying.
Wait, have you asked? Have you rung the Lido?
I'm going there. I'm going there directly after this, but I'm not holding out any hope.
Mm.
Not with those mad waves. I would have nabbed those.
No, not with the mad waves. Someone's going to have had them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Don't buy nice things because you'll just leave them on the floor. Idiot.
Camille, have you got a Legend and Dick?
I do. My legend is my evening last night, arranged by James, our belated anniversary evening. Started off at the Cocktail Trading Company, Bethnal Green Road. They have really cool cocktails. We had like this one called a Nargarita that comes with like, I know it sounds weird, but it has kind of guacamole on the top of it and it's wrapped in a tortilla. And you kind of eat it and then drink the cocktail. But it was yummy. And this other one that was like a version of a Dark and Stormy that had, you had to pour it out of a bottle. And then it had a little side of like chipsticks coming out the glass. They were yummy. It was really cool. You can't book. You have to just rock up.
Yeah.
But we went there. And then he had booked a restaurant, which I also thoroughly recommend, called La Pet, a Burmese restaurant. And it was delicious. And do you want to know something that's very serendipitous? Now, Rose, you're going to know this.
Found some goggles on the floor.
Mad Wave goggles in my bowl of noodles. No, Celebrity MasterChef, this series.
They just
watched it.
Yes, it was that one that they went to.
The night before, so it was all a surprise. James hadn't told me where we were going. The night before going, we were watching that episode where they go to La Pere and they have to cook.
And that guy from The Wanted keeps forgetting to put the thing in his noodles.
In his noodles.
Crisp. Yeah.
And what's his face was having a nightmare frying the fish.
Yes, Terry. Yeah.
James ordered that fish dish.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And yeah, the food was delish. Thoroughly recommend.
Fantastic.
Really enjoyed it. So the legend is also James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also my mum.
Yeah. Yeah.
For babysitting. Dick, I think the Dick's me. I told you about my morning.
Mm.
And
it's
even
not really
more
you,
so
though, that you... it's just the morning, your morning.
Well, remember last week my Dick was me for making those muffins that came out really weird.
Yeah. Mm.
My mum did try one yesterday and she immediately spat it out.
Yeah.
She was like, the consistency of that is wrong.
Yeah.
All wrong.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah.
My legend is actually I went had really nice tacos last night. I went out with my Ooh. NCT friends and just the girls. And we had these
Where was
incredible
our invite?
Tacos.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Oh this yeah. Have a nice thing without us. Oh, don't worry.
I like tacos.
Yeah. See how you like it, BT.
Yeah, no, I only get annoyed when you two do things together without me.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, I would be pissed off about that. I'd be really pissed off.
You two do stuff without me.
Not really.
You do. Sometimes Camille, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to popping around to BT's. And I'll be like, oh. I hope you have a nice time.
Anyway, the tacos were fucking delicious. So the tacos are my legend of the week. And my dick of the week is...
Well, tell us where.
Tacos and Peckham.
Huh? And what was the best taco?
The best one.
What's the point?
God, okay, the best one was probably the green chili pork. It was, you know, when you think pulled pork, it's not going to taste like much. There was so much flavour in the pork and it had this delicious, like deep lime flavour running all the way through it. And it was just fresh, but like a little bit greasy in a good way. And just a really tasty and delicious and Moorish.
Oh, my God, I'm salivating.
Yeah, it was really good. And my dick of the week is feeling out of touch. Walking through Peckham with all the young, cool people and feeling like an old woman.
BT, I had this, not the same feeling, but being out in Shoreditch last night, like, I haven't been out that much to do just fun stuff.
Yeah.
Like, in any spare time, it's like to try and cram in worky things or like, I haven't you know, been out. And walking through Shoreditch, it was like, oh, this is like
another world.
Before I had a baby.
Yeah.
I just would turn up in Shoreditch and be like,
it wasn't you before you had a baby, Camille, because I was in Shoreditch last night too and I don't have a baby and I was just walking around being like, I'm old.
Yeah.
I, you still don't just, you, Camille, you're kidding yourself if you think like 6 months ago you were just going out in Shoreditch, just like seeing where the night took you. You've not done that for years.
That's true.
Did I tell you about when I was walking through Shoreditch the other night? Did I already say that on the podcast?
Yeah, someone shouted tits.
Oh.
Yeah.
Someone shouted get your tits out for the lads.
Tits. Where were you in Shoreditch last night?
I was in an Italian restaurant called Ciccone's, which is near the station.
Ooh, yes.
Mm.
Nice.
And it was delicious with your friend of mine, Sarah Moss.
Oh, nice.
Lovely.
Having a drink, having a dinner, having a chat.
Lovely.
Nice.
Mm. Nice times.
Nice times.
Anyway, that's my dick. I hate young people. I don't hate young people. I hate that I feel out of touch with young people.
Yeah, you hate that you're not a young person.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know that I can't get on board with that. We are young. I'm not getting on board with that.
Anyway.
No.
Hey, in the 80s, we were all young.
We were babies. The podcast now, BT. You don't need to keep clawing it back to the theme.
Right, so that's the end of the podcast. Thank you so much to our incredible producer, Emma Corsham, our wonderful musician, Am Chemleski, who does our music, and incredible artist who did our drawings, Lucy Moore, who did the artwork for our podcast.
Bloody hell, get
it
out.
She's a natural.
Thank you to Camille and Rose for always bringing me down. Putting me in my place.
Hey,
someone's got
I actually think that you doing this podcast has helped you back yourself a bit more.
Thanks.
I think weeks of us saying back yourself is starting to pay off.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But yeah, definitely is, yeah. So thank you for that, Camille. Anyone want to say thank you to me?
Thank you for hosting.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah, God. Thank you.
So needy.
You say that like you aren't needy.
I didn't say I wasn't needy. Do you want to go and fuck yourself, BT? Do you want to go and fuck yourself in the head?
No, not particularly.
Sweet snake in the grass.
Anyway, love you. Bye.
Hey, you can't end it like that. Rose is frowning. Bye. Are we saying bye? Or?
Goodbye.
Bye.